Matt Berninger and two pairs of brothers, Aaron and Bryce Desner, and Scott and Brian Devendorf make up our guests today, who are the band The National. They are from Brooklyn, having originally come from Cincinnati. Their new album is called Boxer, and we'll delve into the reasons for that and hear the story behind how this intense band works as they join us for a set. We'll start with this live version of the song called Start a War. Start a War, The National, playing live for us today on the World Cafe. Matt, you're the lead singer and the lyricist, so unfortunately a lot of my questions have to go to you because I tear apart these lyrics. I just love them. I read somewhere that you've been in a relationship now for a while, so that song in particular, Start a War, seems to kind of relate a little bit to being inside.
Yeah, it's that's a song sort of just about trying to hold on to... It's a really simple song, just, you know, trying to make sure you don't screw something up that's, you know, and kind of getting close to that, and just the little things that you can, you know, do wrong and walk away from something, and that's, so yeah, it's a simple love song about holding on to love, I guess.
I read some about how you write you're the kind of person that saves up little phrases and things that you write on napkins or whatever.
I can never sit down and write the lyrics to anything. It's usually you know, the times I've tried to do that, it's too, you know, it's kind of overstuffed and never seems authentic. So it's the pieces that fit together over time that end up, I think, from, it's just the way I work. It's
yeah. And does that lead, because a lot of the songs don't seem to be entirely linear. In fact, there are a lot of images kind of strung together, and that's one of the cool things about them. I guess that would lead to that kind of writing.
Yeah, it's the things, the sort of the way little, sometimes disparate little images or whatever sit next to each other that actually I think is where the sort of the magic in between the stuff works for. It allows you to sort of the song to be flexible and to shift around. So the songs are always, if it's about one thing and it's only about one thing for me, I usually get bored with it. And it's got to be sort of a mixture of stuff.
At the National, they're playing live. We're listening to songs from The Boxer. What's next?
This song is called "Mistaken for Strangers."
I don't know if we've ever had that happen, a live fade-out. Mistaken for Strangers. It's the National playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's another one from Boxer, the new album. The album kind of got leaked, which I guess isn't that unusual. How did you feel about that, having it out on the internet ahead of time?
Well, it's something that it's, you know, there's no way to stop. And I think for certain bands at certain levels, it's nothing but good. You know, it's like, it's, it just, your music is getting out there. And I think anybody making songs and making records, you can't complain about people wanting to try to get, you know, listen to your stuff. So it was the first time we were in a situation where there were people, you know, waiting for one of our records. So it was kind of thrilling to us actually to see it, you know, people trying to get it.
Yeah, they certainly were waiting. Now, people who don't know the band, The National, are transplanted from Cincinnati, but have been in New York for a while. It's kind of a big question, but how has being in the city, both in terms of the arts community of where you live, and just the city itself, how has it changed your writing, or has it changed the band?
Well, we were never a band together in Cincinnati. So it was, I always think of us as sort of, and most of us had lived in New York for several years before this band started. So I, you know, it's something that I know it's changed us. It's changed me a lot, just, you know, personally. So it's a really inspiring place, and it's an incredibly romantic, you know, just, you know, sort of, there's always discovery, and there's always, you know, you always feel like you're chasing it a little bit. So that comes into our records a lot. So, but I mean, I know just from, you know, all being from Cincinnati, there's kind of maybe some different kind of roots. We weren't exactly part of any kind of New York rock scene or anything, but I've always thought of the National as being more of a, like, we're, you know, we've been in New York for 15 years.
Yeah. So it's not, and how many people in New York are from New York? I mean, they all came from
somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, everybody's sort of from somewhere.
We're listening to tunes from the Boxer, No The, from the new National album. And what's next?
The next song is called Slow Show.
Standing at the punch table swallowing punch, can't pay attention to the sound of anyone. A little more stupid, a little more scared, every minute more unprepared. Made a mistake in my life today, everything I love is lost in drawers. I wanna start over, I wanna be winning, way out of sync from the beginning. I wanna hurry home. Put on a slow, dumb show for you and crack you up so you can put a blue ribbon on my brain. God, I'm very, very frightening. I'll overdo it. Somewhere to stand and stay. I leaned on the wall and the wall leaned away. Can I get a minute of not being nervous and not thinking of my day? My leg is sparkles, my leg is pins. I better get myself together, better get myself in. You can drive a car through your head in 5 minutes from one side of it to the other. Yeah.
Slow show from the National playing live for us today on the Cafe. Brothers Aaron and Bryce Desner, Brian and Scott Devendorf, Matt Berninger on lead vocals, and joined today by also joined on the album by Thomas Bartlett or Dove Man. Matt, did you just? He's not your long lost brother or anything. There's no.
No, he's not. But my brother did. He made the video for "Mistaken for Strangers," so I was able to bring him kind of into the thing. But Thomas is like a brother.
There you go. What do you want to finish up with?
The last song. This is called "Fake Empire." It's actually the first song on the record.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pie. Put a little something in a lemonade and take it with us. We're half away in a fake empire. We're half away in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet on ice. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Fake Empire finishing up our set today from the National playing live. And that's another one from Boxer, their new one. Thank you guys so much
thank for you.
Coming in. Real treat. And it's great to hear these songs live, too. So
yeah, thanks very much.
The National, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.